Hello and welcome to NFB Newsline Online. On this CD, we will have a walkthrough of the new exciting initiatives that we have brought out this year here at NFB Newsline. My name is Scott White, Director of Sponsored Technology here at Newsline, and I oversee the day-to-day operations of running the system and make sure everything runs smooth. And along with me today is
Bob Watson, and my job is to make sure that all the content on the service, be it newspapers, magazines, or TV listings, is kept up to date.
Thank you, Bob. And first, we'll go ahead and get things started off with Bob will be reading us a press release of the new and exciting initiatives that we released this year on March 31st, 2009. Take it away, Bob.
National Federation of the Blind enhances and expands newspaper service for the blind. NFB Newsline Online offers blind individuals more options for accessing the news. Baltimore, Maryland, March 31, 2009. NFB Newsline, the largest electronic newspaper service in the world for blind and print-disabled Americans, is pleased to announce the launch of NFB Newsline Online at www.nfbnewslineonline.org. Through NFB Newsline Online's groundbreaking features, subscribers can enjoy both an enhanced experience in reading the news and dramatically increased flexibility in how they choose to access their favorite publication's content. Dr. Mark Maurer, president of the National Federation of the Blind, said, "The NFB Newsline service was created so that blind people could benefit from independent access to information on world news and hometown events in the same way that our sighted colleagues can. The new features offered by NFB Newsline Online are an extension of this service's ability to allow independent and flexible access to news content by the blind. I am very proud of the increased choice and convenience that initiatives like Web News on Demand and NFB Newsline in Your Pocket provide to NFB Newsline subscribers. NFB Newsline, which began operation in 1995, offers over 275 newspapers and magazines, as well as TV listings to over 65,000 subscribers through a standard touch-tone telephone. With the exciting launch of NFB Newsline Online, subscribers also now have unequaled access and unrivaled flexibility in how they read their favorite publications. Two new initiatives have been designed to enhance the subscriber's experience, Web News on Demand and NFB Newsline in Your Pocket. Through the easy-to-use Web News on Demand feature, subscribers can, for the first time ever, visit a secure website that offers a customizable reading experience and the ability to send entire publications, particular sections, or single articles to their email inbox. NFB Newsline in Your Pocket is a dynamic software application that a subscriber installs on his or her computer. Through an internet connection, this software automatically downloads the publication of the subscriber's choice to his or her portable digital talking book player, such as the Victor Reader Stream or Icon Braille Plus. Jerry Moreno, a retired social worker from North Carolina, said, "I love being able to get my favorite newspapers onto my digital talking book player in such an easy and quick way. NFB Newsline in Your Pocket does it all for me, so that I can go about my morning routine, and by the time I'm done, my papers are loaded and ready for me to read along with my cup of coffee." David DeNoteris, Director of Bureau of Blindness and Visual Services with the Pennsylvania Office of Vocational Rehabilitation, said, "As a husband, father, avid sports fan, and busy professional, I particularly appreciate the fact that Web News on Demand allows me to access relevant local, national, and international news quickly, simply, and independently. To experience the groundbreaking features of NFB Newsline Online, please visit www.nfbnewslineonline.org, or for further information, please write to swhite@nfb.org or call 866-504-7300.
Thank you again, Bob. All the initiatives that were described in the press release, plus some other things that we're developing later on this year that will be coming out, are described on our online website. It's a new website that we've created, and it can be located at www.nfbnewslineonline.org. That's nfbnewslineonline, all one word, .org. I've gone ahead and brought that up into my web browser right now, and I'm using JAWS for this demonstration.
NFB-Newsline-Register-Welcome.
I've gone to the top of the page here, and I'm going to explore that, and we're going to talk about a few things that are on this particular web page.
Graphic NFB, welcome to NFB-Newsline registered, online, blank, link www, visited link login.
Okay, now that we're going to go ahead and go over the public portion of this site, which is basically it just offers information about our new initiatives and some other features that are on that. The login link is what we'll explore later on, is where actually you would go in and you're going to type in your security code and identification code, and that will give you access to the actual the information that we're talking about.
Tab, quick update, U.S. visited link.
On this particular website, we've created a section where it's quick facts, frequently asked questions that have been sent in by users and ones that we've come up with also, and you can get answers to those there.
Tab, web news on demand link.
Now, the first initiative that we have, the first one of four, is called Web News on Demand. Web News on Demand is where you can go to a secure website, and using your identification code and security code, you can log in, and you'll be able to read all NFB Newsline content, be it the newspapers, the magazines, the TV listings, any information that your state puts up, state-specific information about events going on in your state. You'll now be able to read that on this particular website. And it has a lot more features to it that we'll cover in a little bit, but with Web News on Demand, you can go through and you can view all the NFB Newsline content, the favorite content that you really have grown to love over the phone. You now can go ahead and access that over a secure website.
Tab, NFB-Newsline register in your pocket link.
The next initiative is called NFB Newsline in your pocket. And what we did with this one is basically this is where you can get, using your favorites again, when you set up newspapers in your favorites, you can automatically have those downloaded to a portable player. Currently, what we support is the Victoria Stream, the Icon, and the Braille Plus. I envision that other players, Daisy portable players, will be available in the future, but those are the three models that we're supporting right now. And we'll go over that in detail later, and we're going to actually walk through a demonstration of installing the program, and then walk through of actually receiving your papers and how you set those up.
Tab, portable news link.
Next one is Podable News, and that's spelled P-O-D-A-B-L-E. And that pod, P-O-D, is for iPod. It would be any MP3 player. You'll be able to go ahead and pick from section by section from your favorite newspapers and get sent to you only what you want. Of course, you can get the full newspaper sent to you, but this is designed so you can go ahead and get the full newspaper all the way down to individual sections. For myself, for instance, I like to get the business financial section of the New York Times along with the money section of the USA Today. So now what I can do with Podable News is I can go ahead and go to the website and to select what section I want. So, and those are the only ones that will be sent to me. The way that I will receive this is it will be read to me by Eloquence, created in a file, and that file will be sent to me via my Podcatcher client. And once my Podcatcher gets it, then I transfer it to my portable MP3 player, and it's just another way that I can listen to my particular newspaper on the go.
Tab, Keystream link.
Keystream. Keystream is basically where your computer makes a call into NFB Newsline. Dissimilar, like with the same functionality of the same keys that you currently press on the phone to perform actions like to go to next articles and things like that, you would do the same functionality using a numeric keypad over at the right-hand side of your keyboard.
Tab, your line link.
Okay, your line. What we've done is on this website is we get a lot of calls into the NFB Newsline National Office, and we're asking, do you know what newspaper has, you know, technology articles? Do you know which ones have science articles, food articles, book reviews, etc.? So we've developed this area called Your Line, and of course you're always welcome to call us and see if we know any particular information about papers that might have those type of content in it. But Your Line is going to be designed where we have blogs and things like that on our website where individual subscribers can share that information back and forth.
Tab, get involved link.
Get involved. That's going to have ideas and suggestions of how you can actually help us to promote NFB Newsline, the service that you love. There's plenty of people out there that really do not know about, currently know about NFB Newsline, and we need to really spread the word, and we could really use your assistance to do that.
Tab, NFB-Newsline registered news link.
And NFB Newsline News. This is where we're going to be posting our subscriber newsletters. We will continue to send them out via email to current subscribers that we have an email address on file, and we will also continue to put them on the actual system under option 1. But this is where you can also go to the website and you can read our newsletters.
Tab, sign up link.
Now, and that's where you would sign up for NFB Newsline. And this brings up a good point. It is not necessary for you to sign up for an NFB Newsline online. If you already signed up and a member of the service and you access it on the telephone, the same codes that you use for that. I like to say one code fits all. So if you have your identification code and security code that you use on the phone and that's working properly for you, then you could go ahead and right now and could go to nfbnewslineonline.org and use the login link and put in your codes, and you'll be redirected to the actual private portion of the site where you can view the NFB Newsline content.
Tab, contact us link.
And finally, here's a link for contact, and that would have our contact information, email addresses, and phone numbers where you could best contact us at.
NFB-newsline-register-welcome.
Okay, now we're going to go ahead and take a look at the web news on demand. So again, I'm here at www.nfbnewslineonline.org.
Tab, www.nfbnewslineonline.org link.
I was at the top of the page.
Tab, log and visited link.
And I'm going to go ahead and select the login link.
Enter. 26%. NFB-newsline-registered-online-login page has one heading and two links. NFB-newsline-registered-online-login-graphic NFB-newsline-logo. Welcome to NFB-newsline-registered-online. Heading level 3. Welcome to NFB-newsline-online. Heading level 3. NFB-newsline is provided by the National Federation of the Blind along with state sponsors. Table with two columns and three rows. Please enter your six-digit identification number, colon. Please enter your security code, colon. Login button. Table.
Okay, what it's doing there is it's asking me to provide my login credentials.
Please enter your six-digit identification number, colon, edit.
Okay, I'm going to enter
table, column 2, row 1,
here.
Forms mode on, 5, 4, 2, 3, 5, 3, tab. Please enter your security code, colon, password, edit.
And my security code.
Star, tab, login button.
And then hit enter on the login button.
Enter, forms mode off, 15%. NFB-newsline registered online-terms of use agreement, 100%. Page has two headings and one link. NFB-newsline registered online-terms of use agreement. Graphic NFB-newsline logo. Welcome to NFB-newsline registered online. Heading level 2. NFB-newsline registered online content agreement. In order to proceed with accessing NFB-newsline registered online content, you must read and agree to the statement below. It is extremely important that you comply with this agreement at all times, so our content providers will continue to give this valuable material to NFB-newsline registered. A service of the National Federation of the Blind. Heading level 2. Acknowledgement of terms of use by selecting left quote. I agree right quote below. I agree to be bound by these terms of use and understand that any violation of these terms may result in the termination of my account with NFB-newsline registered. Material distributed by or accessed on www.nfbnewslineonline.org to eligible users from NFB-newsline registered may only be lawfully used and possessed in specialized formats by registered NFB-newsline registered users who have agreed to these terms of use agreement and have provided NFB-newsline registered with satisfactory written proof of a print disability left parent within the meaning of 17U.S.C. Section 121 right parent and who qualify to receive books and other publications produced in specialized formats in compliance with the relevant copyright laws of the United States. I understand that any redistribution of this matter to any other person is a violation of the copyright law and is strictly prohibited. I hereby agree to use this material for my own personal use and will not redistribute it to any other party. This includes, but is not restricted to, the following colon, providing or forwarding text or files obtained from NFB-newsline registered online to other semicolon, providing access to software or devices that will enable those unsubscribed to gain temporary or exclusive permanent access to text or files semicolon, and giving information that will enable other individuals to access material provided through the service. Radio button not checked, I agree. Radio button not checked, I do not agree. Submit button.
We have now come to the screen that has our terms of use agreement on it. It's very important that you read this thoroughly and understand it before proceeding. Basically, what it says is that you will not forward any of the material to anyone else, not even another blind person that you know would be qualified for the service. If indeed you do know another blind person that would be qualified for the service, or a person that's print disabled, go ahead and get them to call us at 866-504-7300 to go ahead and we can put them in touch with the application process. Or they can go to nfbnewsline.org and fill out an online application. The reason it's very important is because, one, it is with the agreement with the publishers that we will not forward this information and that we take every consideration, every care to go ahead and make sure that it does not get to anybody outside of the persons that are actually deserving for it. So it's very important that you do not forward this material to anyone. And it states that in the agreement. Okay, so what I'm going to do here is down towards the bottom of the agreement, you have two buttons.
I agree radio button not checked, one of two. I do not agree radio button not checked, two of two.
Okay, so I have an agree and I don't agree button.
I agree radio button not checked, one of two.
I'm going to go to the I agree button and I'm going to hit my space bar.
Space, I agree radio button checked, one of two.
Okay, now I'm going to press tab.
Tab, submit button.
And I'm on the submit button. So I've read that. I'm going to acknowledge that it's okay, and I definitely do agree.
Enter.
Okay, I've successfully logged in now, and it brings me to the NFB Newsline Online Options page. Let's go ahead and explore that page.
Land, graphic NFB Newsline logo. Welcome to NFB-Newsline Registered.
And what I'm doing here is just hitting the down arrow key.
Online. Land, welcome Scott White colon. Today is June 1st, 2009. Hello, welcome to NFB-Newsline for Maryland, sponsored by the Maryland State Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. For more information, call us at 1-800-964-9209. Visit send an email with your questions or comments to the send mail link NFB-Newsline Registered Maryland contact.
Okay, now what it did there is it, of course, identified me as Scott White and we just placed the date there. And then it's going to give you the greeny message, the same state greeny message that you would get on the telephone. And, of course, the 800 number that it gave there is where that Maryland subscribers would call in. And the information will be specific to your state for your state sponsor. And finally, in that introductory comments there, it also gives me an email address where I can go ahead and send email to the particular Maryland sponsor if I have any questions. Now, the first link on the page,
visited link Web News on Demand,
is Web News on Demand.
All of the information that you love on NFB-Newsline Registered, not link NFB-Newsline Registered in your pocket.
Okay, the next thing would be NFB-Newsline Registered in your pocket.
Tab, Potable News link.
Then we've got Potable News.
Tab, Keystream link.
Keystream.
Tab, return to NFB-Newsline Registered on my home link.
That's the only links that are on that page. Now, this is actually going into the different four initiatives. Let's go back up and take a look at the Web News on Demand.
Shift tab, Keystream, shift tab, Potable, shift tab, NFB dash, shift tab, Web News on Demand, visited link.
Okay, I'm at Web News on Demand, and we'll go ahead and just enter on that.
NFB dash, Newsline, registered online dash, main menu, 100%. Page has 11 links. Welcome to Web News on Demand. With Web News on Demand, you have access to 280 newspapers, magazines, TV listings, plus Maryland specific information. Visited link, my favorite publications, information.
Okay, now, again, it's telling me that, you know, I have what I have at the 280 newspapers and Maryland-specific information. The first link here that I'm going to encounter...
With Web News on Demand, visited link my favorite publications.
...is my favorite publications. So my favorite publications, that's going to be like equivalent to my favorites that's on the telephone, which is option number 4 on the telephone. In there, you're going to find the things that are favorite newspapers for me, like Chicago Tribune and New York Times. Next link.
Tab, information specific to Maryland link.
Is going to be information, in my case, specific to Maryland. For you, it would be specific to whatever state you reside in.
Tab, publications for Maryland link.
Publications for my state. Of course, in this instance, it says publications for Maryland.
Tab, publications organized by state link.
Okay, the next link, publications organized by state. And inside there, we're going to find a listing similar to what you would find under option number 5 on the telephone. You will have the national Spanish magazines, and then you're going to see a listing of all the individual states from Alabama through Wyoming.
Tab, publications organized alphabetically link.
And this link is publications organized by alphabetically. I use that a lot if I'm searching around for different newspapers because it allows me to bring up the entire list of all the newspapers that are currently available on NFB Newsline, and then I can use my Control F, my find function, to go ahead and search for the particular paper that I want.
Tab, magazines link.
Next, we have the magazines.
Tab, TV listings link.
And then we follow it up with TV listings.
Tab, NFB-Newsline registered team, send mail link.
And then down at the bottom, you have a link that you can send us email directly to the NFB Newsline team. Okay, I'm going to work my way back up to my favorite publications.
Shift tab, my favorite publications visited link.
Now I'm going to go ahead and press enter on that.
Enter. 1%. NFB-Newsline registered online-publication list, 100%. Page has 14 links. Table with 5 columns and 7 rows. Publication name, message, commissar, current issue, previous issue, major issue, Chicago Tribune, visited link, Chicago Tribune, June 1st, 2009. Link, Chicago Tribune, May, Newsline register.
Okay, now that's going to go through the favorites that I have defined on the phone. Now, it's important to note if you are using this option and you get the message that says no favorites defined, you just haven't defined any on the telephone. At this point in time, it's required that you go and you identify your favorites on option number four on the phone system prior to using Web News on Demand to list your favorite publications. Okay, mine are here with the Chicago Tribune and the New York Times. I'm going to go to the top of the page.
NFB-Newsline registered online.
Now, if your screen reader supports, which most of them do, quick key commands, I'm going to go to the first table by pressing T, and I'm using JAWS.
Column 1, row 1, publication name.
Okay, that's publication name. I'm going to see what's under that.
Chicago Tribune, row 2.
Chicago Tribune.
Message, land, column 2. Current issue, visited link, Chicago Tribune, June 1st, 2009, column 3.
Okay, so that is for June 1st, so that's the issue for today.
Previous issue, Link Chicago Tribune, May 31st, 2009, column 4.
And then I've got the previous issue on there as well. So any issue that is on the phone system will also be on Web News On Demand. So we're going to have today's issue, yesterday's, and then this past Sunday's edition as well.
Current issue, visited Link's message, land, publication name, New York Times, row 3.
Okay, I went back to the New York Times. And I'm going to go and look and load today's edition.
Message, land, column, current issue, Link, New York Times, June 1st, 2009, column 3.
Okay, I'm going to do June 1st for today.
Enter, visited. 1%.
Okay, now it's going to come up with the section list for the New York Times.
NFB-Newsline registered online-publication section list.
And that was at the top of the page, so I'm going to use my down arrow now.
Land, graphic NFB-Newsline logo, welcome to NFB-Newsline registered, online, land, heading level 1 New York Times for June 1st, 2009, link business/financial desk 24 articles.
Similar to what it does on the phone, it's going to go ahead and give you the section and the same number of articles that are in that section. So we just heard that the business financial has 24 articles.
Land, link classified 15 articles, land, link editorial desk 12 articles, land, link foreign desk 11 articles, land, link metropolitan desk 16 articles, land, link national desk 16 articles, land, link obituary 2 articles, land, link sports desk 26 articles, land, link the arts/cultural desk 20, land, heading level 2 link publications list.
Okay, now I went through all the sections, now we've gone to publications list. So this would bring me back to a list of publications. In this particular instance, it would take me back to my favorites. Okay, our next link.
Tab, full paper, heading level 2 link.
Full paper, where you can view the full paper through your web browser.
Tab, section list, heading level 2
we
link.
We can go and look at just a section list.
Tab, email, full paper, heading level 2 link.
And you can get the full paper email to you. Let me go ahead and talk about that for a second. Now, when you have the full email paper email to you, if you have an email address on file, it will work fine. If you don't have one on file for you, you would need to call in at 866-504-7300 and give us that email address. And we could put that in your system, and then you could go ahead and start getting email papers.
Tab, return to NFB-Newsline register.
And that's just
returned
back to the home. Okay, I'm going to go back up to the top here.
NFB-tab, editorial desk 12 articles, link.
And look
shift
at the business
tab,
section.
Classified 15 articles, shift tab, business/financial desk 24 articles, link.
Okay, so I'm setting on the business financial right now. I'm going to go ahead and press enter.
Enter. 10%. 100%. NFB-Newsline registered online-publication articles. Page has 31 headings and 42 links. Heading level 2 link email full paper. Heading level 2 link full business/financial desk section. Heading level 3 drill.
Okay, now at the top here, I'll go back up to the top. What you're going to see is you're actually going to see some of the similar type links that we just came from.
Graphic NFB-Newsline low welcome to. Tab, business/financial desk 24 articles. Tab, classified 15 articles.
Okay,
tab,
you're
editorial
see your
desk 12
again.
Tab, foreign desk 11 articles. Link.
Now,
publications list heading level 2 link.
So
full paper heading level 2
content.
Link. Section list heading level 2 link. Email full paper heading full business/financial desk section heading left drilling down. Apostrophe green seams of pale magazine theme. Heading level 3 link.
Okay, now that's my first article title. So what I did to get to that is I pressed the letter H. What we did is we identified each title as a heading level. So if I continue to press H, I'm going to go around to the different titles of the articles.
Starbucks is now the official Joe of apostrophe Morning Joe. Heading level 3 link. A reward for one Reuben, a price tag on another. Heading level 3 link.
And I will continue to do that and rotate through all the articles that are in there. So you can, once you hear the title of the article that you would like to read.
By Alan Salkin, there's wanted and then there's wanted.
I'm arrowing down now so I can hear a little bit about that article.
Land. Heading level 3 link 8 tremor at 10 o'clock.
Some articles are going to have more content than others, but what we try to do is to give you maybe the first sentence or two so you can decide if you want to go into that article and read it in its entirety. Okay, now that I selected that article, I'm going to bring it brought up to a page called the Full Article View.
NFB-Newsline registered online-full article view. New York Times for June 1st, 2009, heading level 1.
I'm going to go through some of the same links
publications
again.
Publications list heading level 2 link. Full paper heading level 2 link. Section list heading level 2 link.
And what I'm doing here is I'm just pressing my H key to take me around to the different headings.
Email full paper heading level 2 link. Full business/financial desk section heading level 2 link. Email full article heading level 2 link. Back to business, even in crisis, banks dig in for battle against regulation, heading level 3.
Okay, now that is the title of the article that we selected, so I'm going to go ahead and hit the continuous reading command just to let it read a little bit of it.
Heading level 3, back to business, even in crisis, banks dig in for battle against regulation, by Gretchen Morgenson and Don Van Natta Jr. As the financial crisis entered one of its darkest phases in October, a handful of the nation's largest polls.
Okay, and of course you can just use your down arrow key to read that as well. Now, we did come across a couple of links that we hadn't seen before.
NFB-Newsline registered online dash full art New York Times for June publications list heading level 2 full paper heading level 2 link section list heading level 2 link.
Section list. So that's going to go take me back to the individual sections that we just came from a few minutes ago.
Email full paper heading level 2 link full business slash financial desk section heading level 2 link.
Now, when you get to the full paper, when you get to the business section or any section, you're going to have a link that will allow you to go ahead and look at that full section. Let's say that you don't want to have the full view of the paper. You can go ahead and just have the view of that one particular section, and that will display in one window in your web browser.
Email full article heading level 2 link.
Now, here's where I can go ahead and have this article emailed to me. So this particular article, let's say that it's something that I want to retain for my personal use. It could be anything, any type of article. It could be recipes, anything that you want to keep on file for yourself. So what I would need to do is go ahead and press enter on this.
Enter. Visited. NFB-Newsline registered online-email confirmation. Copyright 2008. All rights reserved-copyright 2008. NFB page has three links. You should receive your requested content shortly at swite@nfb.org. If this is not your correct email address, please call 866-504-7300 to correct it. Back to content. Button 2.
Okay, so that's the email confirmation. It told me that it's being sent to swite@nfb.org, which is the email address that I have associated with this account. Now, again, if you don't have an email address on file with us, it will tell you so, and then you simply need to call us here at the national office, and we can go ahead and input that into the system for you, and then you can start getting your articles on demand. Okay, I'm at a link that's going to allow me to go ahead, and once I press enter, it's going to give me the full paper here, so the full New York Times.
Enter. 1%. 10%. Publications list heading level 2 link. 100%. NFB-Newsline registered online-full publication view. Business/Hyperion. NFB-Newsline registered online-full publication view.
Okay, full publication view. I'm here at the top of the page.
New York Times for June 1st, 2009, heading level 1.
And I'm pressing the H again to move around from heading to heading.
Publications list heading level 2 link. Full paper heading level 2 link visited. Section
links
list heading level 2 link.
Page.
Email full paper heading level 2 link. Business/financial desk heading level 2.
Okay, now that's the business.
Blank. Heading level 3, drilling down. Apostrophe green seems
to
fail magazine.
Let's start off with the first article that I have. So if I keep pressing H, I'm going to go around to each one of the section titles. Like here, I start off with the business. The next time I press the H, it's going to go to an article in the business section.
By Alex Midland. For the current state of green magazine, Starbucks is now the official Joe of Apostrophe Morning Joe.
Press H
heading
again.
Level 3.
And it goes to the next article title.
By Brian Stelter, the host of Apostrophe More Award for One Reuben, a price tag.
So what it's going to do there is it's going to continuously, as long as I press H, it's going to go ahead and move me from article to article. Now, after the conclusion of all the articles in that section, then it's going to go ahead, the next heading will be the next section of the newspaper. The entire newspaper is displayed in this full paper view. I'm going to go back up to the top here.
NFB-Newsline registered online-full publication view.
Okay, I've still got the full paper view here, and what I'm going to do is somebody told me today about a story that's in the New York Times about e-music, and I'm interested in that and want to find out more about that. So what I'm going to do is now go ahead and do a Control F for find in my browser.
Virtual find, e-music, JAWS find dialog, find
and
what
type in e-music.
E-M-U-S-I-C.
Press enter.
Enter. Heading level 3, Sony agrees to provide its older songs to e-music.
And now right to the top of that article. So now what I'm going to do is do my continuous reading command.
Heading level 3, Sony agrees to provide its older songs to e-music. By Brad Stone. In another example of struggling major music labels and internet services finding common ground, Sony Music Entertainment has agreed to make its.
Okay, and that would go on reading that, and then at the conclusion of that, it would pick up with the next article and continue on reading until I stopped it. Also, now what I did is I used the continuous reading command. You could also use your down arrow key to read that particular article about e-music. Okay, and that concludes taking the different ways that you can read the particular newspaper. So we built in a lot of flexibility. You can go ahead and drill down to the article and read that. You can read it just by, you know, your preference of a section, or you could bring up the full paper in your browser and read it and search it that way as well. One link that you've seen throughout Web News On Demand is the ability to email the full newspaper to you, email the section of a newspaper, or email an entire article to you. Now, when we send you the full newspaper or either the section, when we send that to you via email, that's going to be in a DAISY 3 file format. It's required that we send it in a DAISY 3 file format to stay within the copyright law. And what you're going to have is once you receive that email is you're going to have to detach it from the email and either put it on a special device that will play DAISY 3 file format or either software program that will be able to open that. If you don't have one of those programs or hardware device, the file is not going to be readable to you. Now, the hardware devices that will accept those files, some of them are like the Victor Reader Stream, the Braille Plus and Icon, and Braille Note, etc., Freedom Scientifics, PacMate, and so forth. There's a number of devices, and you can check with your hardware vendor to see if it actually will read the DAISY 3 file format. As far as a software program to run on your computer, you would want something like Book Wizard from American Printing House for the Blind, or something like FS Reader from Freedom Scientific. Now, when it comes to us actually emailing you the article, the individual article, then that's going to come in the body of the actual email. So you do not need any special hardware or software to be able to read that individual article that you have sent to you. Now I'd like to tell you about NFB Newsline in your pocket. Okay, I'm back. I've logged back into the NFBNewslineOnline.org website.
Tap NFB-Newsline registered in your pocket link.
NFB Newsline your pocket. I'm going to go ahead and press enter.
Enter. 1%. 100%.
Okay, on this page, you're going to have two links that you can go ahead and download the NFB Newsline in your pocket software. You're going to find other links that provide you information and user guides about the devices that we currently support, which, again, are the Victor Reader Stream, the Braille Plus, and the Icon. I'm going to go ahead and press tab here.
Tab, NFB-Newsline in your pocket version 1.1-Java software included left parent recommended right parent link.
Okay, now this says it's NFB Newsline in your pocket software version 1.1, and Java software is included, and it's recommended. Let's press tab and go to the next link.
Tab, NFB-Newsline in your pocket version 1.1-Java software not included link.
Okay, and it says it's NFB Newsline in your pocket, and it's not does not have the Java software included. Now, what we recommend, as you heard, is we recommend to install the one that does have Java included. If you know, for example, if you know that Java is already installed on your computer, then you can pick the smaller one that actually does not have the Java installed. But we recommend that you go ahead and install the one that does have Java included in it.
Shift-Tab, NFB-Newsline in your pocket version 1.1-Java software included left parent recommended right parent link.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and press enter on that link.
Enter. File download-security warning dialog. Do you want to run or save this file? Name colon libg1-1.msi type colon windows installer package 19.1 MB from colon www.nislinianline.org. Cancel button.
Okay, and then it's telling me the file that's going to be downloaded.
Tab, run button.
Okay, I will go ahead and run this program. Press enter on run.
Enter 0%. Close this dialog box when download completes. Checkbox not checked.
And the program is downloading.
4%, 52%, 99%. Verifying libg1-1.msi from www.nislinianline.org dialog. Internet Explorer-security warning dialog. The publisher could not be verified. Are you sure you want to run this software? Name colon publisher colon. Don't run button.
I've downloaded the software now, and you heard it say don't run button.
Tab. This file does not have a tab. Run button.
And then I tab twice. I get around to the run button. And if you miss these steps, don't worry. They're on a particular website on that same page that you can download the software from. So I'm going to press enter on the run button.
Enter. NFB-Newsline in your pocket setup dialog. Computing space requirements. Cancel button. NFB-Newsline in your pocket setup dialog. Welcome to the NFB-Newsline in your pocket setup wizard. The setup wizard will install NFB-Newsline in your pocket on your computer. Click quote next quote to continue or quote cancel quote to exit the setup wizard. Next greater button.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and press enter on the next button.
Enter. NFB-Newsline in your pocket setup dialog. Select installation folder to install in this folder. Click quote next quote. To install to a different folder, enter it below or click quote browse quote. This is the folder where NFB-Newsline in your pocket will be installed. Next greater button.
And I'm just going to go ahead and accept the default, and I'm going to go ahead and press enter on next here.
Enter NFB-Newsline in your pocket setup dialog. Click quote install quote to begin the installation. If you want to review or change any of your installation settings, click quote back quote. Click quote cancel quote to exit the wizard. The setup wizard is ready to begin the NFB-Newsline in your pocket installation. Ready to install. Install button.
And I'm ready to install it, and I don't want to change any of the options.
Enter 1%. NFB-Newsline in your pocket setup dialog. Cancel button. 83%. 98%. NFB-Newsline in your pocket setup dialog. Completing the NFB-Newsline in your pocket setup wizard. Click the quote finish quote button to exit the setup wizard. Finish button.
Okay, and I'm finished here, so I'm going to go ahead and press enter on the finish button.
Enter. NFB-Newsline registered online-NFB-Newsline registered in your pocket download-Microsoft Internet Explorer provided by National Federation of T. NFB-Newsline.
And what it does is it returns me back to the page that we downloaded it from. Now that we have the NFB Newsline in your pocket software installed, we're going to go ahead and launch the program. We first do that by pressing the Windows key in combination with the letter M.
Windows M, desktop, folder view, list view, NFB underline, Newsline underline, and underline your underline pocket.x, 5 of 46.
Okay, now this time it went right directly to the NFB Newsline in your pocket software. If you had some other option that had come up on your desktop, you simply press the letter N to hear NFB Newsline in your pocket, and then you would press Enter. So I'm going to go ahead and press Enter now to launch the program.
Enter. NFB underline Newsline underline and underline your underline pocket.x. Welcome to NFB-Newsline in your pocket version 1.1. Scanning for attached devices. Victor Reader Stream found on drive /. Registering your Victor Reader Stream located on /. In order for NFB-Newsline to get your favorite content in your pocket, we need to identify you. You should only have to do this once unless you change storage cards or erase important files on your Victor Reader Stream. Please type your 6-digit NFB-Newsline identification number and press Enter :.
Okay, what it's asking me to do now is it found the Victor Reader Stream, and it's asking me to go ahead and enter my 6-digit identification code, because the first time I go into the program, and you only have to do this once, so the first time I go into the program, it's going to ask me for this information. So I'm going to go ahead and enter that.
028272.
And press the Enter key.
Enter. Please type your 4-digit NFB-Newsline security code and press Enter :.
And then it's going to ask me for my 4-digit code, my security code. So I'm going to go ahead and enter that. Okay, I've entered my security code. And now I'm going to go ahead, it's 4 digits, and I'm going to go ahead and press Enter.
Enter. Connection to the NFB-Newsline in your pocket server has been established. NFB-Newsline in your pocket has assigned the name :// Scott White's Victor Reader S stream to your device. Would like to change it? Left parent type Y for yes or N for no. Right parent and press Enter :.
Now it's asking me if I want to change the name for the device. And for most users, they are not going to need to change the name. You can just simply press N, as I will do here in a moment, and proceed on. The reason that we allow that in the program, let's say that there's a household that has 2 Victor streams, or maybe a combination of other devices we support. For example, like a Victor Reader Stream and Braille Plus or Icon. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and press N here, which most people would do.
N.
And press Enter.
Enter. Getting new content for Scott White's Victor Reader Stream. Getting the New York Times for June 14th, 2009. Please do not unplug the device until download is complete. Completed. Getting the New York Times for June 17th, 2009. Please do not unplug the device until download is complete. Completed. Getting the USA Today for June 17th, 2009. Please do not unplug the device until download is complete. Completed. Getting the New York Times for June 16th, 2009. Please do not unplug the device until download is complete. Completed. Getting the USA Today for June 16th, 2009. Please do not unplug the device until download is complete. Completed. All content updated on Scott White's Victor Reader Stream. Press Ctrl-C to terminate program or keep it running to keep your device loaded with the latest content.
Now, the Victor Reader Stream has gone and connected to our server and downloaded the newspapers for the New York Times and for the USA Today. Now, the reason it did those is because they are currently in my favorites. Now, the only way to set up the ones that will actually be downloaded or by setting up your favorites under option number 4 on the telephone. And it's that simple. So, to review, what I did was after I loaded the NFB Newsline in your pocket software, I went ahead and connected my Victor Reader Stream, launched the software, and then put in my identification codes, and again, that's only a one-time install, first time I have to do it only, and then it went ahead and downloaded my content, and now it's asking me to do a Control-C to terminate the program, so I'm going to press the Control key, and then the letter C.
Control-C, Global Voice Settings Dialog.
And then it went back to, that program terminated, and was returning me back to what I was working on previously. Okay, to complete the process, what I need to do is to go ahead and turn off the Victor Reader Stream and then disconnect it from my computer. Then I can immediately go ahead and turn back on the Victor Reader Stream and start to read my newspapers. Now, they will be under your Talking Books folder. Again, the software has put them exactly where they need to be. You don't need to worry about anything like that. You just go ahead and start reading them and enjoying them right from your Talking Books folder, and you would use the same navigation keys that you would use to move around any Daisy book. If you need to look at the instructions for the HumanWare Victor Reader Stream, we have those available on our website, or refer to the instructions that came with your device. Also, you would use the same keys, navigation keys, for the Daisy Player in the Icon or Braille Plus. And again, we have the instruction manual link on our website, or refer to your instructions that came with your device. There is one note about the DAISY files. In the DAISY files, we have three levels. Level 1, that is the publication level, so that's sort of the title of the publication. Level 2 is where you would find the sections. So, for example, when you want to move from business, financial, maybe to sports, to news, etc., that's going to move you from section to section. Level 3 is going to be your article-to-article view. So once I'm in the business financial section, let's say at level 2, I can go ahead and switch to level 3 and move my navigation key to move forward. And what I will be doing is moving from article to article in the business section. This concludes our presentation and demonstration of NFB Newsline Online. Let me give you some contact information to wrap up. You can contact us by calling 866-504-7300. That's 866-504-7300 to answer any of your questions. We're open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Also, you can contact me via email by writing to swhite, S-W-H-I-T-E, at nfb.org. We here at NFB Newsline hope you enjoy our exciting new internet-based initiatives that we've created this year, and be sure to contact us with any feedback that you might have. Also, let me remind you that it is not necessary to sign up for the service again. If you've already previously signed up for NFB Newsline, your same codes will work for these new online initiatives that I've described on this CD. If you've used Newsline in the past and you've forgotten your codes, then simply give us a call and we can retrieve those for you and give those to you so you can immediately start using the service. Thank you, and we appreciate your time for listening to the new NFB Newsline online CD.